huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Good Saturday morning from the KIIC News and Weather Center. This is your weather update for all of southern Iowa. Skies becoming increasingly cloudy throughout the day today. Your high around 45 and breezy out there. In fact, gusty this afternoon. For your Sunday, a partly sunny day, 55 for the high. And for your Monday, the high around 43 and sunny. KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
We, yes indeed, have crash landed here at the Bridgeview, where we're going to rumble by the river, and if the Outlaws don't behave themselves, we might just find ourselves in the river today, but we are on location, the Outlaws. You hear that music? The theme music behind us? The smell of a different season, and it is a different season because we turn that calendar over. It is postseason, and we are in the month of February. Pat Powers, you're going to be here today in Bridgeview.
Absolutely.
This is going to be an epic event. You think about all the things that we've been a part of and the things we tussled with. A rumble by the river, buddy. It doesn't get any better than this.
Absolutely. And what a beautiful setup here at the Bridgeview. Tim Millage and, of course, Joe Millage as well, putting this thing together. It's going to be a phenomenal production.
Shane Holmes, buddy, did you get some sleep last night? If you did, it wasn't much.
I didn't get a whole lot, but, you know, when you got an exciting event like this, you sleep pretty quick, and you're eager to get up and get going again.
Stewart Squared, last night was a whole bunch of fun, and it was just like the teaser to another big day, but I don't know if we're going to lose our adrenaline rush at any point, because it's just been one adrenaline moment after another. The finals last night for the girls and the wrestlebacks. We had 12 wrestlebacks, 14 events, 12 wrestlebacks, and all of them were thrillers.
Great night for the South Central Conference also down there in Leon. And I got home and told my wife last night, I know I'm getting old, but I must be getting soft too, because watching some of those hearts break and then feed away the jubilation of a state qualifying match, the divide between that was heart-wrenching and overjoyous at the same time.
Just a great night. South Central Conference Wrestling Tournament, Rumble by the River, and we're gonna turn around. We're gonna give you a little sneak preview, and this is not an optical illusion. The hardest thing for a camera, really better back up, give me a wide out. The hardest thing for a camera guy to do is get me next to you, Tim Millage. You are standing tall, and it's not just because you physically are tall. You're standing tall today because the Chargers were the host of this conference, and you said, let's do something big and bigger, and here you are, buddy, and this dream of Rumble by the River.
Yeah, and it wasn't just me, Jason. It was the entire conference. It wasn't a year ago. It was years ago that we kind of had this dream, and it wasn't until this year where we could really put it together, and I really owe a lot of credit to the conference and the ADs, because it's not just one school. It's eight schools working together. Normally we face each other, we fight with each other, we compete with each other, And this is a joint effort where we've come together, we're united, and we're going to put on a great show. You guys are going to put on a great show for our kids, and that's what it's about. Today is about kids. We're in February. It's wrestling season. That started last night, obviously, but we're excited for February.
How about Bridgeview? I think it's kind of the hidden gem. There's a lot of hidden gems here in southern Iowa. This is one of the bigger ones.
Oh, my goodness. They have been fantastic to work with, and they have been over backwards for us. They want the event here. They want to keep it here, and they want to continue it. And I think a lot of people might look at what we do today and say, hey, there's a lot of potential that we're not tapping into. I hope the Bridgeview Center gets some exposure that people like me, before I walked in a few months ago, like, I've never been here. This is amazing. We could do a lot more things here than just a wrestling tournament, by the way. And so it starts to get you thinking outside the box, and the possibilities are endless. So we're excited. We're scratching the surface. We're getting her off the ground today. And hopefully it's something that will just continue to get bigger and better.
Well, buddy, I appreciate all a lot of hard work, a lot of volunteers behind the scenes, and all of them taking their jobs really seriously. All these scorekeepers, you have to find volunteers that are willing to do this. Man, it's a lot of pressure on them to hit it off right, because they want this to be pulled off, like you said, for the kids.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, the mats came from different conference schools. They showed up yesterday with kids that got out of school. I'm sure that was an incentive for them, but it was an army of kids, and we had this baby put together quickly. This morning, Sheraton, the coaches, drug over some kids in a van. They're here to SWAT. They're here to keep time. They're here to work the tables, and they're excited about this, too. This is an opportunity for them to kind of see a big-time meet, but you said it. It takes a lot of people coming together. We have a lot of help today from around the conference. It's going to be a great day.
Going to pull off a dandy rumble by the river. Do you think there's any chance that any of the Outlaws end up in the river?
Well, I hope not. If we do, it's not been a good day, or maybe you guys have been sipping on something other than the Mellow Yellow over there. But
no promises, though. Lots of cough drops.
That's right. Thanks for all you guys do, too. I mean, obviously, KI, see the pitch. You guys have come together, too. And if anybody knows anything about those two companies and organizations, the finals are going to be fun. And what you guys have cooked up, I know, is going to be great. And again, it goes back to, it's for our kids. And what a way to celebrate our kids and our conference and the sport of wrestling in Southern Iowa.
I appreciate it. That's Tim Millage, the athletic director of Sheraton. But he's not only tall in stature, but he is sticking those chests out extra today. Proud of your school and everybody that came together, and proud of this conference.
Yep, looking forward to it. Let's go.
Let's do it. All right, we're going to rumble on by the river here in a few minutes. I thought we'd just pan around and take a look at this setup. We're down here at Bridgeview. You can see four. I don't know if Millage can turn that camera. And the gimbal cam on the far side. Of course, the big board, the mobile studio. That is the KIC mobile studio with the entire panel. It's all one video screen, bringing all this. It's going to be a fun day, folks. We're going to take a time out. I'm going to see if I can catch up with the tournament manager. Kevin Cochran's floating around here someplace. He's got the madness of putting us all together, making sure all these mats come to life on track wrestling. And then we're going to talk with a couple of coaches when we come back. Back to the fastest hour on all radio. We're going to take you right into Rumble by the River. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't. I mean it. What are you thinking? I see you. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real, and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Want to win a temperature-controlled smart mug? The Ember 2 mug offers up to 80 minutes of heat or all-day warmth on its charging coaster, ideal for keeping drinks at the perfect temperature, and wakes up when hot liquid is poured in it. To enter the giveaway contest, visit ieclmagazine.com. That's ieclmagazine.com to enter by December 31st.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between. At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening, Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint, plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
There's no doubt your pets love you, so love them back with exclusive pet food. With savory chicken or lamb as the number one ingredient in a carefully selected balance of fruits and wholesome grains without corn, soy, wheat, and artificial flavors to support your pet's health. Stop in to H&S Feed and let our knowledgeable staff help you find the right food to fit your pet's needs, and ask us how to receive a free bag. H&S Feed and Country Store, located at 416 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, your local Purina dealer.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're just about 30 minutes away from Rumble by the River. And what you're seeing right now on the video board down here at Bridgeview, those watching on Albia.TV, Thunder TV, and, of course, on Facebook, you're seeing the work of a man that's been working behind the scenes. We found our Oz, the Wizard of Oz, Kevin Cochran, part of the Outlaws. But today he's tournament manager, buddy. And already you're at work putting together a lot of moving parts. Putting on a tournament, not an easy task.
Well, there's a lot of things that go into it on the backside. A lot of people don't quite understand. So, you know, we come over last night, help get the computer set up, get everything matched, because you have to make sure everything, once you get started, if you have a problem, that problem can cost you an hour. And, that's the one thing you don't want to have happen. So come over yesterday, got everything set up. Almost kind of worried because, like, everything is running so smooth right now.
You got all toes crossed and fingers crossed.
I mean, but everything is went into place, and hopefully we have some good matches and some good finals. I'm kind of excited for the finals, breaking it down to the one mat. But overall, you know, we're set to go, and probably going to be an hour ahead of normal schedule.
Well, good work for you and for all of us watching on Track Wrestling, and keeping everything to us and to the video board. Everybody here in this stadium can see what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's your man, Joe Millage, there on...
Don't be blowing his head up.
Providing that technology and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cool that we finally got here to Bridgeview, and when you look at the crowd can sit in actual stadium seats.
It's beautiful.
No, I think it's going to be really cool, and I hope they can find a way to continue to bring it here year over year.
I think they're going to have some compelling reasons. Takes a lot to pull this off. You got to do everything over here in track wrestling, but each score table has a really important job.
They do. So that's another little, can be a little worry sometimes. But as long as I've done it before, it's going to be great because those are the ones that have to deal with the officials. And the officials want to make sure that that score clock is working properly and that they're keeping the proper score because that can cause some issues down the road too. And also what's very important for them to do is make sure that when the winner gets their hand raised, that they don't select the wrong kid.
Good point. Well, Kevin, I see Pat Powers. Pat, where you at, buddy? You're over there at one of the scoring tables with one of the individuals is going to make sure this all is pulled off perfectly.
Yeah, Jason, thanks a bunch. Pat Powers here. I got Sailor with me. She's one of the scorekeepers here. And Sailor, have you done this before?
Yeah, I actually graduated high school like 4 years ago, and they keep bringing me back. So here I am, but I'm excited to be here today.
Well, good deal. I'm looking at this program, and it's set up very, very, very nicely because of the fact that it's got the names already, it's got the towns already, and then you've just got to keep abreast of what the referee's doing, right?
Yep, just click the buttons and hope it all works and everything's good.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but when the scoring is happening, each mat has got a small scoreboard that is going to have this information. And one of the types of deals where you've got to get it right and you've got to maintain, correctiveness.
Yeah, no, it can be a little stressful sometimes, but, I mean, you can always ask for help from the ref if you need it. And it moves fast, but you get pretty used to it when you watched wrestling a long time and you've had a lot of practice with this. So it's not too bad, but...
What do you think of this setup? South Central Conference boys wrestling action. It's going to be a big event.
I'm very excited. I think having the opportunity to have it at the Bridgeview Center will be really awesome. We'll get to showcase these kids and all the hard work they've put in this season. So excited to watch them wrestle and have a small part in it.
Pat, great job.
All right,
she's
back to you, Jason.
She's got an important job to do, buddy.
Yeah.
Great job out of Pat Powers over there, a part of the Outlaws. And I'm standing next to a guy that is hosting this, helping us host it at Bridgeview, James Dowd. James, you guys are really excited about having this event here.
This has been a fantastic couple of days here. The SCC has been fantastic to work with. All of the ADs, staff, coaches have been incredible. Just putting this together has been a joy.
Your staff has a lot of work to do behind the scene.
Yes. It takes a lot of time to get everything ready to go. A lot of pre-planning before everything starts to get put down on the ground. But again, with the great coordination we had with you folks, it's been fantastic.
Let's get ready to wrestle.
I love it. Let's do this.
All right. Bridgeview's ready. The officials are ready. The tournament manager's ready. But are you ready? When we come back, we're going to talk to some of the coaches. Find out they're ready. I see Demetri Boyer's in the house. Coach is coming up here. Blue Demon fans here in just a moment when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Your little teaser this morning before we get to Rumble by the River. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM. Feel the thunder.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Paint your winter green with savings on John Deere Gators, compact tractors, and lawn equipment at Sinclair Tractor. Whether you're pushing snow, feeding the livestock, tending to task around your property, or simply dreaming of warmer weather, Sinclair Tractor has the John Deere equipment to get the job done. Stop in today and get rates as low as 0% interest during our Winter Green Savings event running through February 3rd, 2025. Or visit us at SinclairTractor.com. Financing subject to credit approval through John Deere Financial. Some restrictions and down payment may be required. See dealer for details.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Live and in action today from Bridgeview, right by the river where the Rumble is going to take place by the river. And we're going to meet a couple of our coaches. I'm going to run over to Pat Powers here in a second. He's caught up with Dimitri Boyer. But right now I have head coach Zach Owens, young head coach Zach Owens. And, man, you're getting baptized, first-year coach, right into the fire, Rumble by the river. Shane, I'm excited, and I see his smile on his face. He's pretty pumped up, too.
You know, last year we had a great conference championship. We thought we outdone ourselves, but I think they stepped it up a notch. What do you think of this venue this year?
Great. This is something the kids are going to remember forever. This is, I mean, getting off junior wrestling, something like this. It's like a miniature, obviously very miniature state tournament type feel, where you have the back area to warm up, and you got these mats, you got the screen, you got bleachers and everything, and it's great experience for the kids.
I know when the kids are on the mat, the world is gone. They're just concentrating on what's in front of them, but this kind of has a state wrestling feel. Do you think that kind of helps with going on in the season?
Yeah, it gives them a little bit of a bigger under the lights, not necessarily under the lights, but bigger event feel, where, you know, go from wrestling in small gyms all year, and then you kind of go a bigger scale like this, and then you get to the tournament. State tournament's a whole another level, but it gives them a little bit of that taste, I think.
It does. It gives your wrestlers a bigger stage, so to say, right? And this is the time of year you want to see those wrestlers really take that next step. And so talk about your season a little bit, if you would, and how you're building your wrestlers up to this point of the season.
Yeah, this season's been a roller coaster. We've had guys injured, hurt, whatever, sick, but we're finally getting, this is close to being 100%, and their kids are wrestling the best they've ever sold, and I'm excited to be, this is probably going to be the best version of our team that we've seen this season, and hopefully see that again in a couple weeks at districts. But definitely guys are peaking at the right time, getting healthy at the right time, and I'm really excited to see how we perform today.
You get to this point of the season, and weight management obviously comes into play even more so than in the beginning of the season, and guys now, they're kind of concrete where they want to be in that lineup, and that's sorted out. How did that progress through the season for you, and are guys feeling good where they're at?
We had a lot of guys moving around. We had a couple of spots where we flipped our 57-65-pounder split. Nate Ballard's bumped up to heavyweight. We've had guys wrestle up weight classes. The last couple of weeks, almost everyone in duels has wrestled up a weight class, and it's just been a thing where it's been a lot of movement, and then we're kind of, like I said, the last couple weeks been able to stabilize ourselves and get some consistency, and then going into the postseason here where we have our guys at their weights, getting matches at their weights, and at a close to 100% as possible. So that's been big for us, get just everyone back so we can have that consistency. Weight really hasn't been an issue for anyone since Christmas. They've done a really good job managing that this year.
I'm thinking along that line, and, you know, you've gone through the South Central Conference, right? And you've, so your guys have seen the teams. But if they're moving some weights around, there still could be some surprises here today at Rumble by the River.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys, when we're going through the seating meeting and looking at who's where, there's not as many head-to-head matchups as you think in a conference like ours where everyone wrestles each other 3-4 times. And so having those guys new weights, we get to see where they're at. We have a couple, I mean, Centerville and Dave's kind in our district, so it's good to see hopefully some of those matchups, some more than any other ones. But just, again, see where guys are at. You wrestled some of the guys before. See if we've opened that gap, or, you know, if we close that gap, open the gap. Our goal is just improve the next second time you're wrestling compared to the first.
You bet. Well, it's going to be a tremendous event here today at Rumble on the River here in Ottumwa. And if you're not able to make it, tune in to Thunder Country TV.
All right, looking across the way and on the gimbal cam over there is the voice of the Rock is Pat Powers, next to a guy that knows something about excelling at tournaments. A guy that's had a couple of pretty fun runs that we got to cover over the years, and now he's head coach, Dimitri Boyer.
That's right. I'm with Dimitri Boyer. Give us your first impression about being here in this building, first of all, Dimitri.
Oh, it's just it's an awesome atmosphere to walk into. I praise everybody that took the time to put something like this together for our conference. It just shows how special wrestling is for our conference, for people to put this much work and to put an awesome atmosphere like this together. The kids are excited about it.
Did you see my
regular season dual champs for the South Central Conference? That was a good feeling as well.
Yeah, it's something that that was one of our goals on our goal sheets that we put at the beginning of the year. This definitely today is getting this championship is definitely one of the other ones. The boys are ready to come perform. Yeah,
Big day coming up on Tuesday. You get to get into that dual action. You got a big task ahead of you against Atlantic over there in Winterset. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're excited. We've wrestled Atlantic already, and our boys right now are firing all cylinders. And this is that right there is exactly what they have been talking about from day one. Is Tuesday taking the steps to get to that state dual tournament? Because it's been 2014 since I think we've been there, and they're ready. They're hungry. They're ready. They want to get to that state tournament, that state dual tournament. So Tuesday, I think all cylinders are going to be firing and be ready to go.
Good deal. Big activity last night as the girls' super regional took place and the Rocket gals came out firing.
Yeah, it was. You talk about a great evening in Central Decatur for Eddyville girls. Them girls were, like I said, on fire. They were. I keep saying that a lot, but it crosses over with our boys and our girls, and they feed off each other. And those girls just brought it last night. Just the fight they brought to the mat every single match, never giving up, never thinking they were out of a match or outmatched in a match. Yeah, it was really impressive to watch and fun to be sitting mat side for it.
Eight girls from EBF are going to be going to the state tournament, and we talked a little bit off air about some surprises. One of them, especially senior Olivia Roop, came through and threw the rest backs and was able to get in and to state, and that was quite a feeling.
Yeah, it was probably one of the highlights of the year. That's just a wrestler never thinking they're out, never thinking they're outmatched, just going to go out and wrestle the person in front of you. I mean, she could have went out there and thought she was beat, but she went out there and she's ready to fight. I commend her for her ability to go out there and shake off a previous loss and go somewhere where they're outmatched. We preach it to them all the time. You got to go out and wrestle that person in front of you. Crazy things can happen. All right, emotions in those situations are really high, and the people that keep their composure and wrestle their best game are going to come out on top.
A two-time state champion right here, Dimitri Boyer, just a great job.
The best. He's the best, man, and he's so much fun to watch, and now watch him as a coach. I think he wrestles more in the corner than he did on the mat. I watch him. He's wrestling every move with every wrestler out there.
Absolutely.
Good
Absolutely.
Job, Pat Powers.
Back All to right. you, Jason.
All right, let's run over. Looky what I found. Jason Stewart, who you got there, buddy? Oh, your mic's not on.
First day on the job.
Sorry about that.
All right, who you got?
Caught up with Sheraton's head coach, Tom Anderson. And, Tom, thanks for stopping in here and visiting with us just for a minute. Folks, if you didn't know, Sheraton's wrestling team for most of the season has enjoyed having a full roster, and that has helped along with some good wrestling, good coaching there in the Sheraton wrestling room. The Sheraton Chargers set a new dual team win record this year, Tom, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. We did a well. Good job. The kids are wrestling very well. So.
And I know sometimes that takes some shuffling in through the lineup so kids still get matches when there's maybe buys in some of those duels. But that's a management job that sometimes goes overlooked, I think, as far as the role of what coaches do and managing who gets what matches when there's buys spread throughout the lineup. So how do you determine that?
Well, Coach Harvey does a great job of analyzing those duels and ahead of time, and then we take a look at the kids and who they've wrestled, what type of kid it is, you know, is it power wrestler, is it finesse wrestler, and then we put our best kid out there that we can.
You bet. You know, and one thing that a lot of folks in Southern Iowa can relate to is some illnesses and sicknesses this time of year. And just before the interview here, was visiting with you, Coach, and you mentioned you've been battling some of that there in the Sheraton wrestling room.
Yeah, Monday night I sent 11 kids home from practice. We had a dual Tuesday or quad Tuesday, and then Wednesday we did not have practice at all. I sent everybody home just to keep them out of the room. Ended up sending 5 kids home again last night, and you know, it's tough. We're going through the sickness, and hopefully it's gone by districts.
Well, one thing you hope is get through it this week, and hopefully over the next week they can come in and get their shape back, right, and get back to wrestling. What do you think of this venue for this South Central Conference? Is this incredible? What an event for the kids.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Millage and all ADs in the conference, what a wonderful job you guys have done. This is really great. So it's going to be good for the kids.
It gives you that big meat feel heading into this time of year, which is a nice primer for a young squad like you have.
Right. You know, a lot of our kids have never wrestled in a big venue like this, and this is great. So
Well, we look forward to it. It's going to be a great event here today from Bridgeview Center here in Ottumwa. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back the fastest hour. We're going to wind down really quickly right into the Rumble by the River. And you can check it out on Facebook or on Thunder TV. Easy peasy. All right, we're going to come back after a brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Want to win a temperature-controlled smart mug? The Ember 2 mug offers up to 80 minutes of heat or all-day warmth on its charging coaster, ideal for keeping drinks at the perfect temperature, and wakes up when hot liquid is poured in it. To enter the giveaway contest, visit ieclmagazine.com. That's ieclmagazine.com to enter by December 31st.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between. At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening, Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint, plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Just shellacking, not much to do today here down by the river. The Bridgeview by the river. The Rumble by the river. I'm looking over here at my good buddy. Hey, an AD's job. This is the AD's dream today.
Yeah, this is awesome out here. This is a great atmosphere, and... And I was just out taking a stroll by the river. Thought I'd stop by.
Hey, so pulling this off for the conference and to do this type of event, it's a great way to showcase our kids and our talent. And Cardinal new to the district or to the conference, it's a great addition.
Yeah, I know. It's been great for us. I mean, we really love the conference, and I mean, who wouldn't love an event like this?
So wrestling is a sport that gets sometimes gets hidden a little bit, but this is a way to put it out there and show everybody the importance of this sport.
Yeah, I know you got great wrestling fans in the conference, and our hope is that even around the area, this venue and this event's going to help draw some other people in that maybe aren't familiar with some of our schools. You know, you get some people from Ottumwa that are wrestling fans and want to come in and check it out. So.
That's great.
Chris Becker, the AD over at Cardinal. I just love the things you guys have done over there. Really, that school is a beautiful setup. You got a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, we've changed a lot of things. Obviously, Mr. Pedersen's not there anymore, but he had a great vision, and now we're just trying to keep it going and just make it a great experience for kids who go to school there.
Well, thank you. I tormented him, grabbed him. He's a good guy, great to AD. This conference is full of great AD.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, right here, Tim Millage, he's one of the best. And, he has a huge hand in this. And whenever he needed help, I was ready to jump on board with it. So,
well, go have fun today, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
All right. So we're here on the Coach's Corner. We're in the stands and we're going to get a parent's view. Okay. Here's a dad and a mom. So what do you think of the setup?
It's good. I like it. It's nice in here.
Now, who's more nervous, mom or the wrestler?
Me, definitely me.
How do you deal with the nerves?
Well, you'll hear me later.
We will, all the way over there.
Probably, yes. Yep, it's, you know, I know he knows what he's doing, so I have to have faith in him.
All right, Dad, do you wrestle in the seat like the broadcasters do? Do we get that wrestling? You wrestle every move just like your son?
Yeah, a little bit. It's more like, oh, that was good, or what did you do that for? You know.
Now, you know, does your wife give you the backhand every once in a while when you get a little rambunctious?
No.
Or is it the other way around?
Pretty much. She's a yelling, so I'm just like, I don't know which one to watch sometimes, to be honest with you.
Well, guys, we'll know where the noise is coming. Let's run over. Where is the gimbal cam at? Shane Holmes, where are you at, buddy?
I'm over here by the metal stand, and, you know,
I see
you told me to grab a ref, and boy, to my surprise, there's a familiar face in the room. First-year referee and familiar face, a legend in Albia, Carter the Iceman Isley. Now Carter the Iceman referee, I guess. So he gets me on the other side. How does it feel to be the ref controlling the mat instead of the wrestler on the mat?
It's a little bit different. I mean, I enjoy it quite a bit, actually. I mean, I like hearing what the coaches got to say all the time. Usually one coach is always happy and the other coach is not too happy, but that's fun. You need a short memory in this. I know that for sure.
Well, you know, you're very well respected by, and you're a lot of these kids' as idol growing up, so it's probably almost awesome for them to have you as their referee, and I don't think you're going to get too many arguments from the parents here because you're pretty well known around this area.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. But, yeah, a lot of these kids, I mean, I watched them growing up all the way when they were kindergarten, first grade, second grade, all the way up, so I know a majority of these faces, so it's pretty fun to watch them grow and grow the sport and stuff, especially in an awesome venue like this. I mean, this is how you grow wrestling a little bit, doing stuff like this. So this is fun, and I'm glad to be here.
What's one of the things that surprised you being a referee that you didn't know about?
Oh, the hand signals for sure. I guess I didn't pay attention to them too much. I just knew 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, whatever it is, and I guess there's a little bit more to it than I thought. But, I mean, I have great mentors that are helping me out today and that have been helping me out through the season. Like Rick, he's been helping me a ton. Like, couldn't thank him enough for just all the help and support and stuff and just give me ideas, and it really goes a long way like working with guys like that. So I guess the hand signals is what I got to work on a little bit.
And lastly, because I had to drag him over here, which I could never do physically, but he did me a solid and came over. But you've wrestled in a lot of venues, and how impressive is this just for a high school South Central Conference match?
Oh, it's unreal. I don't think besides, I guess, the state tournament, you don't really have this anywhere, basically, for a high school event. I mean, I guess national events and stuff like that. But for a conference meet, this is pretty big time.
It's pretty great for some of these kids that maybe haven't went to something like that to get this kind of environment.
Oh, yeah, you got to get this experience somewhere. I mean, sometimes when you go to the state tournament, you get starstruck a little bit because of the arena and the size of it stuff. So this helps a whole lot. So here in a couple of weeks, I mean, they're used to it a little bit. I mean, they get a familiar kind of feel from this kind of environment. So it's pretty good to get them in it now.
Well, thanks, Carter. Really appreciate it, and good luck today.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. All right, back to you, Jason.
There's a water fountain somewhere.
Shane, did you say something? I'm out here working on some few moves here. What do I do here next?
So you're going to want to peel the hands here.
Okay. So, creak the hands.
Yep, and then spin out to your right.
All right, good advice. All right, I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Folks, you got to get ready because we're coming back. Rumble by the River, your South Central Conference Finals coming your way after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
There's no doubt your pets love you, so love them back with exclusive pet food. With savory chicken or lamb as the number one ingredient in a carefully selected balance of fruits and wholesome grains without corn, soy, wheat, and artificial flavors to support your pet's health. Stop in to H&S Feed and let our knowledgeable staff help you find the right food to fit your pet's needs and ask us how to receive a free bag. H&S Feed and Country Store, located at 416 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, your local Purina dealer.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Paint your winter green with savings on John Deere Gators, compact tractors, and lawn equipment at Sinclair Tractor. Whether you're pushing snow, feeding the livestock, tending to task around your property, or simply dreaming of warmer weather, Sinclair Tractor has the John Deere equipment to get the job done. Stop in today and get rates as low as 0% interest during our Winter Green Savings event running through February 3rd, 2025. Or visit us at SinclairTractor.com. Financing subject to credit approval through John Deere Financial. Some restrictions and down payment may be required. See dealer for details.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Oh, the suspense is building here as we come out of the tunnel into Bridgeview. I thought I'd take you behind the scenes for a moment. Come on, follow us, cameraman. Come up here, Outlaws. The Outlaws are breaking laws, which is why we're called the Outlaws, I'm pretty sure. But I thought I would take all of you behind the scenes real quick, and then I'm going to run down to Pat Powers, who caught up with the coach for Clark, and see where the sausage is being made. One of the smartest guys in the entire world on the post-side production. What are you doing over here?
I'm making the bacon. I'm making it happen.
How do you... Yeah. Explain how all this works.
Well, we mix video here. We mix video and audio. Bring in all the things and send them all out to you.
See, it's all about the stuff and the things. I proved it right here. This is behind the scenes. This is what he does all day, and he makes the magic come to life. This is where we're going to be broadcasting. And then, if you haven't seen inside the portable studio, Joe Mills will be back here. He's like the Wizard of Oz, and he'll be back behind the scenes pulling it off so that we can pull all this off for you. And Pat Powers is caught up with the head coach of Clark. Hey, Pat, who do you got there?
Thanks, Jason. I got Brian with me, head coach of Clark Indians here for the boys wrestling squad. And I got to tell you, first impressions are really big. Talk about when you came in here and saw this setup.
Oh, it's nice. It's, four mats spread out, got room for everybody and room for us. So it's better than being a high school gym all day.
That it is. Stadium seating as well, so that's cool for the fans. You don't have to walk around and go to a different gym or anything on that nature. Now, talk a little bit about preparation for your team here.
So for us, it's all about, getting ready for the end of the season, and this is a step in that journey, and it's kind of nice because we can work on blocking out distractions and things that you're going to need to be able to work on at districts and state.
Health-wise, things are going good over there at Osceola?
Yeah, I mean, think of everybody else. We've had a lot of illness come through, but hopefully we're on the downside of that, and we should be good. We're missing three guys to a jazz band concert today, but...
You got to work around it sometimes on a small school, right?
Absolutely, yep. Everybody's involved in everything.
All right, Jason, back to you. We got...
Good work out of you.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back to your coach's corners. We're getting ready for a rumble by the river, and the nerves are building. The atmosphere is increasing. Again, I think the water outside is still going to be very cold, Jason. I'm not sure if one of us is going to end up in the river. That's what I'm worried most about. We might just end this night with one of those cold plunges.
Well, as hot as the action is going to be inside the Bridgeview Center, it may be a refreshing change after a full day and a full night. But, boy, these guys in here are getting ready. On the mats already warming up. We're just minutes away.
All right. Time out. We're coming back. The Coach's Corner will continue. Don't even think about it. You ain't going nowhere.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Want to win a temperature-controlled smart mug? The Ember 2 mug offers up to 80 minutes of heat or all-day warmth on its charging coaster, ideal for keeping drinks at the perfect temperature, and wakes up when hot liquid is poured in it. To enter the giveaway contest, visit ieclmagazine.com. That's ieclmagazine.com to enter by December 31st.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between. At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in One offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint, plus great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
The Outlaws standing outside the entry to Bridgeview. You'll be greeted with the South Central Conference Wrestling Tournament trophy for the team, Pat. It's beautiful. Shane, I think everyone coming in here wants to take this home. They got it properly roped off because... you're going to have to earn it today.
You got to earn it. You can't just come and take this away from here, but it's greatly displayed. And, boy, this, I just can't brag enough about this setup. This is something else.
Pretty good stuff, Pat Powers.
Absolutely. It's going to be a phenomenal day, too. You can come into Bridgeview or keep it on the streaming services that we have.
You know, you can have your cake and eat it, too.
Yes, that's a very good way cakes. To put it.
Well, let's take our journey back in, because when you come into Bridgeview this morning and you're entering in, as all of you are watching on Facebook and Albia.tv and ThunderCountry.tv, you'll be greeted with, of course, our ticket takers.
Ticket takers.
Hello, ticket takers. You got an important job to do. Keep these people in line. Don't let any outlaw in. I just highly suggest that. As we come in, you'll see we got the vendors out here in the hallway. This is a first-class venue.
beautiful view of the river. The eagles are flying. It's really neat.
So, where's the jumping in spot?
That's a good question. We'll find out.
Take the cold plunge. I'm scared to death. As you look out, you can see there's the beautiful river, and the bridge at Bridgeview.
Yes,
it kind of makes sense now.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, so you got the bridges, Shane. You kidding this?
Very fitting.
Bridgeview. Oh. Yeah, I took, yep. Okay, come on in, folks. Let's enter into the arena, and there's Tim Millies. He's like your greeting service. Say hello. What are you girls doing over here today?
Printing company.
Who are you?
Ace Graphics and Printing Company.
This was your one shot to get a free $1 million ad, and okay. So what are we selling?
T-shirts and stickers.
T-shirts and stickers. All right.
Look how cool it is on the back. They got all the teams.
Wow. Good stuff.
That is awesome.
Facebook page. You can order online.
We lost Wi-Fi, so we're down.
All right. We're going to come back in here. We're down just a second. But come on in, guys. And we're entering back into the arena as we get ready.
A lot of fans coming in as well.
Fans. It's building. The crowd is going to build. And there's not going to be a bad seat in the house. Not a one. Not a one.
No, you can see everything from everywhere.
Take a look at your Iowa Army National Guard mat, prominently done out here. Of course, it takes a lot of sponsors like Thunder Country, Screen Tech, Summers Insurance, and we here on the Coach's Corner.
We should be coming back.
All right. So we lost you momentarily. You can see us coming back into the studio. You know, we have defied most. You were a teacher, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you learn a lot of stuff, but I don't know if you'll learn any more than hanging around us guys. We learn you things.
Good deal.
Are you ready, Pat?
I am. I am ready. I am excited about this and excited about last night as well. You guys put on a great show, great production.
Good stuff, Shane. You guys are going to be out getting the interviews. We're going to get Matt's side interviews.
That's one of the funnest things to do, the excitement of the kids after they just gave it their all and get a victory. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Of course, we saw the trophy, and then at the end of the night, the finals will be a special event. And all these four mats,
yep,
will become one.
There you go.
And then the fun will begin, and we'll then crown champions and hang medals. Good stuff.
It is. It will be good stuff, that's for sure.
A timeout. We're coming back. I see the outlaw of outlaws, Joe Sinclair, and he's got his pliers. We're in good shape. The emergency pliers that have done surgery in the broadcast booth. We are safe now that Joe Sinclair is here. The rest of the world, that's a different story. The outlaws will come back, and we're just about 7 minutes away from the opening whistles right here on Thunder Country KISE.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
There's no doubt your pets love you, so love them back with exclusive pet food. With savory chicken or lamb as the number one ingredient in a carefully selected balance of fruits and wholesome grains without corn, soy, wheat, and artificial flavors to support your pet's health. Stop in to H&S Feed and let our knowledgeable staff help you find the right food to fit your pet's needs and ask us how to receive a free bag. H&S Feed and Country Store, located at 416 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, your local Purina dealer.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Top Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. KISC Albia.
Welcome back to your Coach's Corner, and about winding down here, getting ready for the rumble by the river down here at Bridgeview. Sheraton, the host, and looky what I found. my good buddy, one of the original Outlaws, Joe Sinclair. Buddy, are you ready for this? And think about what Sheraton pulled off here today.
Sheraton, unbelievably, is the host of this thing all the way over here in Ottumwa. And they got us out of the Quonset hut. The Sheraton Charger Quonset.
Easy.
Right here, moved to Bridgeview. A real legit setup here, Jason. This is legit. We got four mats. I mean, you wouldn't be able to pull this off on the Sheraton Square. We got it going on right here on Rumble by the River, hosted by the Sheraton Chargers. Got to love Tim Millage for taking it to heart that the Charger Dome wasn't a dome. It was a hut, a Quonset hut. And here we are at the Bridgeview Event Center. Loving it.
Hey, this is good stuff, buddy. We're throwing shade at our good buddy Tim and our buddies over in Sheraton. But what a great decision to move it out of, even if it was the dome. We are here in a fantastic facility. Maybe a hidden gym here in Southern Iowa, but a way to showcase this sport. In a conference, you know, one of the things that's happened to the conference title is it's kind of diminished because you're worried about getting the state. I think this builds back the importance and the spotlight on the competition within its own conference.
We've got great competition here. It's going to be a pleasure to bring all the listeners and watchers of this event, the play-by-play action. We've got a great team up there that is large enough that we're going to stay fresh. We're not going to have old stale voices. We're going to be a fresh team that's going to bring you all the live wrestling action. And it's coming here in just a few minutes.
Cannot wait. That's Joe Sinclair. And the Outlaws are just a few moments away from getting on the air. We will take our final timeout, and when we come back, we'll be wrestling live from Bridgeview. It is the Rumble by the River. What's the odds of us getting into the river?
100% if you go with me.
That's it. The call's been made. The Quonset hut has been exchanged for a Bridgeview, and we are going to bring it all to you.
Paint your winter green with savings on John Deere Gators, compact tractors, and lawn equipment at Sinclair Tractor. Whether you're pushing snow, feeding the livestock, tending to tasks around your property, or simply dreaming of warmer weather, Sinclair Tractor has the John Deere equipment to get the job done. Stop in today and get rates as low as 0% interest during our Winter Green Savings event running through February 3rd, 2025. Or visit us at SinclairTractor.com. Financing subject to credit approval through John Deere Financial. Some restrictions and down payment may be required. See dealer for details.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Want to win a temperature-controlled smart mug? The Ember 2 mug offers up to 80 minutes of heat or all-day warmth on its charging coaster, ideal for keeping drinks at the perfect temperature, and wakes up when hot liquid is poured in it. To enter the giveaway contest, visit ieclmagazine.com. That's ieclmagazine.com to enter by December 31st.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between, at Sheridan.